Friday afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, proud to be with you. Thank you very much for listening as we roll you towards your weekend in what we hope will be a quiet, peaceful weekend here in St. Louis. And we'll keep our eye on the happenings around town. But now it's time to play the Harris Challenge. I know it's like 5 or 6 or 7 minutes earlier than it usually is, but that's because we're looking at this as kind of a new operation here on Fridays, and we streamline things, and so we can get to the challenge even earlier.
Will we still have punishment music?
Yes, there'll still be punishment music and prizes and all the rest. If you have not played in the last 60 days, but you would like to play right now, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888. I have to stop saying toll-free. I said this last week, and I promised myself I would not say it, but it just comes out. After you've been, when you've been saying something for so many years, it just rolls right out of there. It's like when you tell somebody, okay, my area code is. No, you don't need the area code. You just have a 10-digit number now. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS or from many smartphones, star KTRS will get you in here to play the challenge. And here's what you're playing for today. We got a bunch of prizes for you to choose from. We have a pair of tickets to opening night of Shotspear, which is kind of like a drunken Shakespeare show at the Plaza at Westport on October 5th. You can buy tickets for that at MetroTix.com, or you can go get tickets to Evil Dead, the musical.
That's right.
At the Grandel Theater on October 12th. Tickets for that are available also at MetroTix.com. Or you can get tickets to the Sounds of the 60s concert at the Family Arena on October 13th with Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, Mark Lindsay from Paul Revere and the Raiders, and the Beatles tribute band The Fab Four. Tickets for that are available at familyarena.com. Or, of course, we've got a dozen donuts from our friends at Old Town Donuts with two locations in Florissant and Cottleville. Or you can have a gift card from Peroni's Pizza, which also has two locations in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. If you get all the questions right, we add in the bonus prizes for the clean sweep. That's dinner at Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin, and online at Candice's.net. And you also get, and on a 90-degree day like today, it'll be great to have one of these in your life, the Breezy Buddy Cooling Pillow. Mm-hmm. It's a travel pillow with a fan inside that helps eliminate sweat and makes you look cool. You may not be cool, but you're going to look and feel cool with the Breezy Buddy fan-cooled travel pillow available at breezybuddy.com.
That collection of items sounds like something a prize man or somebody like give you.
He doesn't work here anymore. Right. Sorry. let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Kara.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the challenge where every contestant gets a five-second cheap plug opportunity to suck up to the boss, shout out to the friend, or use it for whatever you'd like.
Busy mom, making dinner for the teenagers.
Oh, what are we having?
It's Chinese night.
You're making Chinese food at home?
Oh, you know, just easy stuff.
It's not coming out of a can, is it, Kara?
No, fried rice, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Years ago, my wife and I invited some friends over for New Year's Eve, and we decided, hey, let's make Chinese food, because somebody had given us a wok as an anniversary present 1 year. And so we invited them over, and we decided, okay, we're going to make a couple of entrees, and we'll make some wonton soup, and we'll eat this. It'll be delicious. We'll be so proud of ourselves for eating it, and then we'll ring in the new year. And we started cooking at 9 o'clock, and we finally had the soup at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a lot harder to do it from scratch than we thought, and from then on, we just went out for Chinese food. That was it. Kara, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. It's still here, and it has the questions and categories you get to choose from for the challenge today. Category one is always our most topical category. Have you been paying attention? Or you can have category two, multiple choice Emmy Awards, or category three, Irishman at the Dome. Which one would you like?
Irishman at the Dome, I guess.
Do you have any idea what that's about?
You too.
Yeah.
Why don't you sound very happy about this?
You don't seem very confident in the category that you're choosing of your own free will, Kara.
Well, their best days are over.
Oh. Well, I think a lot of people are going to go tomorrow night and disagree with you.
Totally.
And by the way, that concert is still on. And we'll still be on tomorrow night. But let's turn on the timer here, 60 seconds on it, and let's see how you do in the category Irishman at the Dome. Aww. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Kara, in what Irish town did you two form in 1976?
Belfast?
Dublin. Who did they write the song Pride in the Name of Love about?
Billie Holiday.
Martin Luther King. Which of these U2 songs did not go to number one in the United States? Not go to number one. Mysterious Ways, With or Without You, or I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For?
Mysterious Ways.
Correct. For 1 point each, name the four members of
U2. Bono, Ed.
Well, sure, those are the easy two. You can pass if you want.
Pass.
On their current tour, they're playing in its entirety which album they released 30 years ago?
Joshua Tree.
That's correct. Now give me the other two guys besides Bono and The Edge.
I don't know. I used to be such a fan.
Come on.
Just put me in the buzzer.
Ringo and George. No, it's Larry Mullen is the drummer and Adam Clayton is the bass player. But here's the good news. You got the three, you got the five, you got Bono and the Edge for two more. That's 10 points, and you're a winner, Kara.
You're awesome.
Yeah, so are you. Thank you very much for playing. Congratulations. Hang on, and Willie will tell you how you get your prizes.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Here's our second contestant today. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Hi. You want to plug something?
Yeah, I'm going to the U2 concert. I'm going to see those Irishmen at the Dome.
Good. Good.
And I probably would have scored perfect on that one.
Oh.
You know. But she stole my thunder.
Yeah, sorry about that. Well, let's see which category you would like. We have you been paying attention, multiple choice Emmy Awards, or where was that?
Where was that? What the heck?
60 seconds on the clock. Chris, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which European and American cities were announced this week as hosts of the 2024 and 2028 Summer Olympics?
Paris and L.A.
Correct. Which world capital's sewers are being clogged by a giant mass of fats and oils called the Fatberg?
Pass.
In what Major League Baseball stadium were four people ejected after hanging a banner over the outfield wall reading, "Racism is as American as baseball"?
Let's go with Philadelphia. They're weird.
Fenway Park. In what U.S. city has Mayor Ed Murray announced that he's going to resign after being publicly accused of sexually abusing his younger cousin? Is it Seattle, San Francisco, or Philadelphia?
Seattle.
Correct. Which West Coast city has started a sanitary street washing campaign to combat a deadly hepatitis A outbreak in what it calls a fecally contaminated environment?
You said West Coast City?
Yeah.
Let's go San Francisco.
No, it's San Diego.
Oh.
I don't know about you, but when I hear fecally contaminated environment, I ain't going. No, thank you. And the Fatberg is like 150-ton thing of stuff that people have flushed down their toilets and poured down their
drains. Baby wipes and all kinds of
things. Yeah, that's in London. So, Chris, let's see how you did here. You got the one, you got the four, and that's all you got. So you didn't reach the winning threshold of eight. And as you know, when you don't do that on this show, I am forced by federal law to punish you. Today we go to a gentleman. I don't think I've ever used this challenge music before. I found it in my archives last night. His name is Jimmy Mitchell. Give him a listen. As is often the case, band sounds fine. And then he comes in and sings.
Oh, the shark babe had such teeth there. And it shows him pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Mikey babe. And it keeps it out of sight.
Okay, Jimmy, that'll be enough.
Well, that is Joe Pesci sober.
It's like Joe Pesci and Jerry Lewis having a very, very poor singing child. I'm sorry you didn't win, Chris, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you very much for playing.
Thank you, I will. Thank
All right,
you
here's our third contestant. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Paul.
Welcome to the show.
Tell
us what you would like to plug.
Oh, nothing. I just like to say hi to my wife, Kathy.
Okay, say hi to Kathy. Fine. Three categories for you to choose from. Have you been paying attention? Multiple choice Emmy Awards, or a new third category, the M.E. Awards?
Did you say the M.E. Awards?
That's what I said.
Let's try that one.
Okay. This is about people whose initials are M-E.
All right.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was First Lady of the United States from 1953 to 1961?
Somebody Eisenhower. I didn't know her first name, I guess.
Yeah, we need the first name, but yeah, we can come back to it. Which singer-songwriter is known for hits like Come to My Window and won an Oscar for Best Original Song for I Need to Wake Up?
Pat.
Which American civil rights activist from Mississippi was murdered by a Klansman named Byron Della Beckwith in June 1963?
Medgar Evers.
Correct. Who was the host of the Wonderful World of Disney TV series while he was chairman and CEO of Disney for over 20 years?
Walt Disney.
M-E initials.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who was a member of the all-female R&B group Sista before embarking on a solo career selling 30 million records and winning 5 Grammys? Oh, the buzzer caught you. I know you were about to say Missy Elliott, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What's the name of that band?
Sista.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael Eisner was the Disney CEO. Melissa Etheridge. Okay. Did Come to My Window, and yes, you were right about Eisenhower, but we also needed her first name, Mamie, or as I like to call her, Mrs. We would have accepted Mrs. Eisenhower. That would be M.E., wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that.
All right, Doug, all you got was a three-pointer from Medgar Evers, and that means I have to punish you as well. Jimmy?
You know when that shark bites with his teeth, dear, Garley Billows.
It's amazing what I find in the archives, isn't it?
Fancy gloves, oh,
yeah, I was thinking it sounded like
yeah, a little bit.
So there's never a trace of red.
Okay. Yeah, maybe when he used to do the muscular dystrophy telethon and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. That's the way he sounded there. I'm sorry you didn't win there, Doug, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Had a good time.
Thank you. Here's contestant number 4. Hi, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. You want to plug something?
I just hope everything's peaceful tonight and the rest of the weekend, and hopefully everybody can come together and make things work.
Absolutely. And as I said in the first hour of the show today, this is downtown St. Louis, not the entire region. I want the world to understand that.
Exactly.
All right, let's see what we have here for the categories. 2 of them left. Nobody's chosen the most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And nobody chose Multiple Choice Emmy Awards. Which one will you choose, Gary?
Let's go for the Have You Been Paying Attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which baseball team set an American League record by winning its 22nd game in a row last night?
Cleveland.
Correct. Which senator's name was in the news earlier this week when his Twitter account liked a porn video?
Pass.
A judge deemed former pharmaceutical CEO Martin Shkreli a danger to society and sent him to jail for posting a $5,000 bounty on a lock of which presidential candidate's hair?
Hillary Clinton.
Correct. Which motel chain that leaves lights on caught some flack this week for reporting guests to Immigration and Customs Enforcement?
We'll leave the lights on for you. Motel 8?
Motel... Six. Yeah. Which government agency is run by Steve Mnuchin, who got in trouble this week for requesting a government jet take him on his honeymoon to Europe at public expense?
Treasurer.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. Which senator's Twitter account liked the porn video? That would be Ted Cruz. And I'm just going to tell you right now, if you're eating and you see a story that has porn and Ted Cruz in it, don't have another bite for a few minutes. You may just cough it right back up. Gary, you got the 1, the 3, the 5. All those odd numbers add up to a total of 9, making you a winner. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Willie will give you your information on which prizes you can choose from and how you get them. And I'll bring in our final contestant. And that's you, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. You want to plug something?
Baby, my wife, beautiful, lovely, intelligent, all that good stuff.
Okay. Your wife's name is Baby?
Tracy.
Oh, Tracy. I'm sorry. Didn't it sound like he said baby, my
yes.
wife?
Yes, I thought so. Baby, my wife.
I think that's an old Marvin Gaye song,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Kevin, we have one category left. It's multiple choice Emmy Awards. I suggest you choose it.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which series holds the record for the most wins in a single season at 12? Game of Thrones, Hill Street Blues, or The Walking Dead?
Hill Street Blues.
Game of Thrones. Two of these are tied for the record for wins by reality competition program with 15. Which one isn't? Survivor, Dancing with the Stars, or The Amazing Race?
Dancing with the Stars.
Survivor. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Candace Bergen, and Don Knotts all have won a record 5 Emmys for the same role in the same series. For 1 point each, name their series.
Don Knotts, Andy Griffith.
Correct.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Veep.
Correct. Candace Bergen.
Molly Brown. Brown. Molly Brown.
Murphy Brown. Which
Brown.
Drama series won the most Emmys in its first season? Dallas, The West Wing, or ER?
West Wing.
Correct. Oh, we didn't even get to your five-pointer, which is which drama series won the most Emmys in its final season? Breaking Bad, The Sopranos, or Lost? The answer there would be Breaking Bad, which won 9 in 2014. But let's see how you did here, Kevin. You got the 4. You got 1 for Veep. You got 1 for Andy Griffith. And that's all. 6 points, Kevin. I'm sorry. Let's punish him as well.
Now on the sidewalk, sunny morning, lies a body.
Yeah.
Just oozing light.
Hey.
Hey, it's
one. I said, hey, as a joke, and he said it for real.
Round the corner.
Who is that, Jimmy?
Could that someone
I don't know
be Matt the Knight?
Yeah, hey.
There's a
okay, that's enough. Before he does the key change, let's get out of here. Right, Kevin?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, a little earlier than we used to. It's like 5:10 now. And you can call in and play along, or you can check the archives on harrisonline.com and go back and play previous Harris Challenges, or just join me here every Friday afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.